Conflict does not mean your marriage is failing. Every marriage has conflict because every marriage joins two sinners in process. Two people bring different personalities, bodies, histories, habits, family systems, wounds, expectations, and fears into one covenant home. Conflict is not the enemy, but contempt is dangerous. Contempt says, you are ridiculous. Contempt says, you always do this. Contempt says, I cannot believe I married you. Contempt rolls the eyes, mocks, belittles, shames, and dismisses. Conflict says, we have something we need to work through. Contempt says, you are the problem. That difference matters. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and don't sin. This verse does not pretend anger never happens. Anger can be a signal. Something feels wrong. Something feels unfair. Something feels unsafe. Something feels ignored. But anger must be governed by love, truth, and self-control. A couple can have a heated disagreement and still honor each other. They can say, I am upset, but I am not leaving the covenant. They can say, I need a break, but I am coming back to finish this conversation. They can say, I disagree, but I will not shame you. Healthy conflict has boundaries. No name calling. No threats of divorce as a weapon. No physical intimidation. No blocking the door. No spiritual manipulation. No using private confessions as ammunition. No forcing a conversation when one spouse is emotionally flooded. Sometimes the wisest sentence in a conflict is, I need 20 minutes to calm down and then I will come back. That is not avoidance if the spouse truly comes back. It is self-control. Many repeated arguments are not really about the surface issue. A fight about dishes may be about feeling unseen. A fight about money may be about fear. A fight about intimacy may be about rejection, pressure, shame, or loneliness. A fight about parenting may be about old family wounds. So wise couples learn to ask, what is this really about? Conflict without contempt requires humility. It means I stop building my case long enough to examine my own heart. Did I listen? Did I exaggerate? Did I punish with silence? Did I assume evil motives? Did I bring up 5 old arguments instead of staying with this one? Christian conflict management is not pretending everything is fine. It is learning to fight for the marriage instead of against each other. The goal is not to avoid every disagreement. The goal is to become the kind of couple who can tell the truth, stay honorable, repent quickly, and repair what was damaged.